This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And thank you for listening to us, however, and wherever you're listening to us, including our military men and women, many of whom are listening to us around the world right now on various means that they have to be able to hear us. And don't forget our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers too. And tonight we're going to add in the mix our snowplow drivers and sander truck drivers, because they're working double overtime in some of these blizzard areas where the snow is coming down in buckets, and they've had in some areas a foot or more of snow, with these winds being whipped at upwards to 100 miles an hour in parts of Colorado yesterday, 75 miles an hour in parts of Texas, and the winds are still out there tonight. Not quite as strong, but they're still out there. And all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, everybody that's out there, the mechanics that keep things going, everybody that's out there, again, a special shout out to you, and thanks for what you're doing. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Take advantage of all the stuff that's over there. All right, joining us right now from the Edwards Notebook, it's Mr. Ron Edwards. Hello, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling, and boy, what a night this has been. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I know you were lost yesterday because there was no Facebook, there was no Instagram, there was no WhatsApp, there was no Messenger, and a lot of the millennials and a lot of the X and Z generation folks are out there just pulling their hair out because they couldn't tell everybody what they were doing. So where'd you fit into the mix?
Well, I wasn't lost because I was busy, so I didn't know about it until later.
It was at least 8 hours, and they've still been having trouble, some trouble during the night here. Good for you. But I actually slept like a rock, and it was the first time in a long, long time, because I'd leave my phone turned on in case I get an emergency message. I got a couple of special tones if certain people call, so I know it's them calling, and I answer the phone. But other than that, I turned my phone upside down so the speaker's on the bottom, and I put it about 5 feet away from me so I can't really hear it unless it's one of those tones. And it was quiet, so I slept like a rock. It was great. I had a great rest.
Excellent.
Now, I gotta do this because I know this is not going to make you happy, but AOC, now known as the Cozy Bear, we're going to call her Cozy Bear.
Okay.
Because, you know, AOC, Cortez, so we'll call her Cozy. But the Cozy Bear yesterday, 40 seconds of her claim to fame interviewing the chairman of the Wells Fargo Bank.
Mr. Sloan, why was the bank involved in the caging of children and financing the caging of children to begin with?
I don't know how to answer that question because we weren't.
You were financing and involved in debt financing of CoreCivic and Geo Group, correct?
For a period of time, we were involved in financing one of the firms. We're not anymore, and the other. I'm not familiar with the specific assertion that you're making, but we weren't directly involved in that.
Okay. So these companies run private detention facilities run by ICE, which is involved in caging children. But I'll move on.
Yeah, she'll move on because she didn't know what the hell she was talking about. And nobody caged anybody.
She's full of you know what. But
do you know what a cage is that you put a dog or a cat in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Were these illegals, these children, or these adults in that kind of a cage?
No, no, no.
Were they even in a cage?
No.
They were in a sheltered, fenced-in, wired-in area from the floor to the ceiling, and that's not a cage. Sorry.
This is just one of those points that they want to keep making over and over and just get that into people's minds. They're looking ahead to election season, and they want to make people think that people have been caged up and all of that stuff. But, you know, it's not going to work.
Now, another one of your favorite people yesterday got a little shot in the rear end here, and that's this guy, Jussie. Listen to this.
Jussie Smollett is scheduled to return to this Chicago courthouse on Thursday, where he's expected to enter a plea on those 16 new felony charges of giving a false police report. And we now know that a judge will allow a camera inside the courtroom for Thursday's hearing. Inside the courthouse today, Jussie Smollett once again arrived with his siblings and an assistant and also an attorney from Mark Garagos' law firm. That attorney told the judge today that Jussie Smollett wants the cameras in the courtroom so that the public can hear what Smollett calls the truth.
Right.
So, does he know what the truth is?
Apparently not.
Well, I have two words to say to him.
Good luck.
No.
What?
By now.
16 counts of lying to the original the original police officer that took the complaint, and then the detective that he turned around and lied to all over again. 16 counts of lying. And I mean, let me tell you something. I know enough about Chicago and the police department there and the fire department there. They're really good people. They're really upstanding people. They do their jobs. They do it right. And if they got this guy locked against the wall, boy, have they got him locked against the wall.
Oh, well, he's not coming off. I hope so, but, I've heard sort of kind of through the grapevine that he's going to somehow pay to get out of it or get out of it or something, that he'll never see real jail time.
Well, that's possible, but he will settle certainly. If that is the case, because he's a first-time offender,
yeah,
he certainly will wind up with probation, and it might be supervised probation.
Yeah, I heard something to that effect, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We'll be playing one of those here bottom of the hour in the second segment after Ron finishes his interview. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with a lot more. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, live and in living color, coming to you from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Stay low out there, my friends. Stay low and stay the heck out of the snowstorm.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. For over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. Now, they are a family-owned Christian business, and they offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. They give a discount to all military and military veterans as well. And they can specialize in making special pieces for you. Maybe you have your outfit logo or something like that that you want to have made. You can chat with them and they'll be happy to do that. But in the meantime, they offer many different one-of-a-kind pieces to catch anyone's attention. Visit their website at davidegarrettjewelers.com. That's David E. Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, jewelers.com to save thousands of dollars in available items or call them at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, a proud sponsor of the Captain's America and the Edwards Notebook. And speaking of the Edwards Notebook, here he is, Ron Edwards. And, you know, we've got this problem with the 737 MAX 8 jet, which was grounded yesterday in the United States. Now, the biggest airline that flies these planes around is Southwest Airlines. You probably are aware of that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It accounts for about 8.8% of their fleet, which they're telling their passengers will probably be grounded for the rest of the month of March until they go through whatever safety checks that needs to be done, this, that, and the other. But apparently what the problem has been is with the autopilot. And it's something superficial in that system that when they put the autopilot on, it puts the plane in a dive. And, my God, you put an aircraft in a dive at 300 or 400 miles an hour, whatever speed is traveling when it's trying to get up to altitude, you're going to have a major, major problem, aren't you?
Absolutely. So you may end up like the two that have crashed. But the good news in all of this, if there is any, is that there haven't been more of these types of crashes. So I'm wondering if there could be the possibility of pilot error, because when you consider that you have hundreds of these things flying every day, or they were flying every day, and...
Well, there's 371 of this particular type aircraft around the world, and the majority of them sit right here in the United States with Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, but, you know, just take off, and, you know, they've been taking off and flying pretty frequently. So... I guess, you know, it could be a combination of pilot error as well as...
well, it's a software malfunction. We already know that, and we'll go with that. But I want you to hear what Congressman Al Green had to say on the floor of the Congress yesterday. And this is really going over the line, but here's what he said.
Sure.
Mr. Speaker, and still I rise. And I rise today because I love my country. And because I love the people and I love their lives and I care about them. And because I love them and I care about them, I call upon the President of the United States of America to ground the 737 MAX-D. This plane is unfit to fly. We have had two to go down in the last 6 months. Two down within 6 months is two too many. We cannot put profits above people, Mr. President. This is an opportunity for you to exert your executive power in a positive way on behalf of people who fly these planes. It's not about the pilots. It's about the planes. These planes are unfit to fly, and we cannot put profits above people, and they are to be grounded until they are fixed. Ground them until they are fixed. They are unfit to fly. Fix them before we fly them. I yield back the balance of my time.
Now, obviously, Al Green was grandstanding.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what he didn't know is the president was already making the announcement to ground the aircraft based on the information that he had received. And, of course, Boeing, and we have listeners in Seattle. We are heard in Seattle, the home of Boeing. I've been talking about this on and off all night long. And I've invited the people from the Seattle area to call in and tell us what they think about this, especially if they work at Boeing. So far, we haven't heard anything from anybody, but they are invited to call us if they live up there in Seattle and have any thoughts about what's going on. Now, this, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, Seattle, if you're a Boeing employee, this is a software problem that's going on with this plane, a software problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it's a combination of software and, because I think the pilots from the countries that, where this occurred, they said that they may not have had complete adequate training and all of that, but, on this particular aircraft, and there have been complaints that, you know, there wasn't adequate information also, in the material, given to the pilots. So I heard that yesterday as well. So,
well, if you're not up to air altitude and you're starting to climb, and this was in a vertical climb as it was going up, and suddenly you flip on the autopilot for whatever reason, and the thing suddenly goes in a dive to try to react, you got to react like snapping your fingers to be able to stop that, because when that plane goes into a dive, the G's go the other way, and it's not easy. It's not easy.
Not at all, man. So... it's a tragedy. We're going to overcome it, but man, the timing is terrible, especially with this trade situation with China, and I know a lot of them had been ordered around the world, and they are our biggest exporter, I believe.
Well, there may be
manufacturing
some exporter. There may be some things going on here, and again, I'm talking to folks up in Seattle. You know, Airbus is the big competition to Boeing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And Boeing pretty much put Airbus out to lunch when it came to this this aircraft, because so many people wanted it. It was not only more affordable, but it was also better operational. They knew what they were getting, and they felt that the aircraft was much better for them. And who's to say that Airbus might not have, and I'm just saying this, I'm just throwing this out there, who's to say that Airbus might not have had a hand in some of this?
I don't know. I didn't think of it that angle, but I just think the timing is really funny.
It's called industrial espionage. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So something's awry. Maybe awry.
Now let's swift over or change over real quickly. We kind of breezed over the fact that the Senate is going to be voting on the president's state of emergency on the border and the wall and all that, and it looks like as if they're going to vote his executive order down, but he's going to veto their legislation, and they do not have the two-thirds of the vote that it takes to override this veto. So we're going to be back at check and checkmate, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's good news because despite the fact that people like Mike Lee, and it's really disappointing that Mike Lee would vote to end the border emergency, that kind of surprised me, as well as a few other Republicans that are joining Democrats and trying to thwart the president's effort to build the wall. And this is what a lot of it's about, political grandstanding to stop Trump from building the wall and ultimately hurting our country. I mean, this is in a real emergency situation. This is not just whistling Dixie here. And so very disappointing. But thank God that there's not enough to override the veto. Of course, they threatened to take it to court and all that, blah, blah, blah. But I think that ultimately we're still going to get this wall built.
Mm-hmm. And Al in Nebraska asked, how do they keep electing people like Green to public office? Well, because that's the way it is. I mean, he's in a district that apparently is solid Democratic, and they're going to vote for him regardless.
Yeah, Al, there's a lot of idiots in this country. Let's just be straightforward about it. A lot of people have not been schooled very well, and so they're quite ignorant, and this is what you get. And this is why we've got to change, get these schools together in this country, because so people can start thinking correctly and not, electing these morons into our government.
So Paul Manafort's getting 3.5 on top of the 4.5 he got.
Oof.
He's going to be in jail for a while, and he's still got state charges coming up against him.
Yeah.
They indicted him.
Mm-hmm. That makes him pardon proof. Because the president cannot pardon state in state situations. So
that's correct.
So no matter what, he's going to spend some time in the clink.
And on the weekend, you and I are going to talk about this college scam. We're going to spend some time on it. Discovered strictly by accident by the FBI. This didn't just drop in their lap. They found out about this by accident on another investigation altogether involving money laundering, or what they thought was money laundering. But here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Looking forward to it. Godspeed.
All righty. And by the way, I forgot to mention I'm going to be on Ron Edwards' program on 1180 KCKQ Friday at 4:12 p.m. Eastern Time. 4:12 p.m. Eastern Time, I'll be on his program. So tune in if you can. All right. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even before his attorney could comment on his new 3.5-year sentence, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was indicted on 16 counts of fraud and conspiracy in New York. WCBS-TV's Peter Haskell reports.
Prosecutors claim Manafort pocketed millions of dollars by giving banks phony documents. It seems likely Manafort's attorney will argue he already faced these charges in federal court. Rebecca Royfe teaches at New York Law and is a former assistant DA in Manhattan.
I am fairly sure that the DA's office has also analyzed the facts carefully and has a good argument, at least, that these charges aren't covered by double jeopardy.
Royfe believes Manafort signaled to the president his interest in a pardon.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 148, the S&P 500 up 19, and the NASDAQ up 52 points. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
All right.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
As a little boy growing up in Cleveland, I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of television. But once in a while, my dad and I would view the Three Stooges, Larry, Curly, and Moe, for laughs. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, today there's a new Three Stooges in Congress. Rashida Tlaib, who fights for Palestinian causes. Iman Omar of Minnesota, who doesn't support our values or good principles that made America the envy of the world. And there's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the big-time-in-her-own-mind socialist, who lets everyone know she's the boss. Unlike the original Three Stooges, the new congressional ones are a clear and present danger to our society, along with many others in Congress who are in government to accelerate America's decline and to bolster our enemies. The new Three Stooges support the destruction of our economy and Israel, along with forcing us to live without our unalienable rights and the denial of God-given right to life for newborn babies. And, of course, trample President Trump. I think it's high time to disband government schools and restore authentic education. I'm Ron Edwards. Let's meet every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, on AmericaMatters.us, SHR Media, and at 12 a.m. Sunday on Talk America Radio Network.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
Now, you know, we heard yesterday that Lisa Page had testified to the commission, the congressional committee, rather, that the Department of Justice had put the tamper, the brakes on the investigation of going after Hillary Clinton and all those emails, which means that at the time, the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, stopped any further investigation by the FBI or the DOJ or anybody else into Hillary Clinton, the emails, the server, the whole nine yards. Now, that probably goes a lot further than Loretta Lynch. That's my guess. But because the Democrats were in power, they were able to employ once revered institutions like the FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA, the U.S. intelligence community, to become tools of the political machine that they controlled. Now, some of the characters in this play were James Comey, Mr. McCabe, Loretta Lynch, Rod Rosenstein, James Clapper, John Brennan, Peter Strzok, and, oh yeah, Lisa Page. And they lied every time they opened their collective mouths about what was going on. Who knew what, when they knew it, and what they saw. They lied. They saw a mission greater than their oath to the Constitution, taking it upon themselves to save our nation from the horrible, terrible threat coming from Donald Trump. Well, it didn't work, did it? They lied to the press. They lied to the Congress. They lied to a FISA court. They lied to the president and anyone else they could speak to. And in their zeal to remove President Trump, these Democratic actors engaged in both treason and sedition. Think about it. Although sedition would be the easier one to prove. And it makes whitewater and what happened with Bill and Hillary Clinton look amateurish. So with the Democratic Party's ship sinking, they're still refusing to lower the lifeboats after Michael Cohen admitted to being briefed by Democratic Representative Adam Schiff for 10 hours before he gave testimony to Congress just 2 weeks ago. Now, the Democratic Party is looking more and more grotesque with their chicanery, their deception. And it's becoming increasingly obvious to anyone paying attention. Their noticeable anti-Semitism when they accuse others. Their infatuation with socialism when, again, they call other people socialists and whatnot. Some of the names they call, I can't even mention on the radio. Their disdain for freedom of religion, going after the Jewish folks and Christians in general. All things Christian included, their greed for power, the universal deceit within their party. The Democrats seem to be stuck in the mud, but you know something? They're on a mission. They're getting deeper into the mud with every vile attempt to try to pull out. Their horse is coming in last, and yet they still insist that they've got a winner in what they're doing, and they don't. They do not. This country is not going to become socialist, no matter how hard they try, no matter what they attempt to do. Now, I realize they're going to try to get a couple of seats here and a couple of seats there every couple of years until they can build up the 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 to 10 to 15 to 20 and so on and so forth. I realize what they're doing. But if Americans would just smell up or stand up and realize what's going on and smell the roses, just realize what's going on right in front of them, they'd find out that this is all a bunch of deceptive lies and just he said, she said stuff that is so far off the deep end, it's never going to come back. And this great country of ours, the United States of America, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Don't tell that to a progressive socialist. They don't believe in that. They believe in their way or the highway. Period. And hate has a real home in the left. If you pass a resolution saying we in the House, won't tolerate anti-Semitism, what does that say about you in the House that you've been tolerating when you got an individual that you should have chastised, Ilhan Omar, and they never mentioned her name? And even more astounding, the file statements that earned Congresswoman Ilhan Omar an endorsement from the KKK's David Duke. That's the enabling of anti-Semitism by Jewish members of Congress. Think about that. Unbelievable. And this whole Omar affair is illustrative of one thing and one thing only, identity politics. The pursuit of political power that demands some cultural Marxists create an identity while others abandon theirs. It's all part of the plan. The key that everyone plays nice on the noxious intersectional playground and go along to get along. So even though Rachel Dolezal is black and Caitlin Bruce Jenner is a woman and Representative Jan Schakowsky is an apologist for anti-Semitism who chalks up Omar's intemperance to a cultural difference, suggesting that Omar didn't say what she said and didn't mean what she meant. Really, folks, it turns out that hate really does have a home on the left. Think about that. Think about that. You can't make this stuff up. These people are trying to destroy America as we know it. It's the fundamental transformation of America. They've been trying to do it ever since Barack Obama stepped on the stage. And they're still trying to do it. Only this time, instead of doing it with a pogo stick, they're doing it with a bulldozer. And they got three of them. Ocasio-Cortez, Omar, and Tlaib. And they're being allowed to do what they're doing because Nancy Pelosi's scared to death. Oh my God, I'm going to be accused of all the things that we've been accusing everybody else. Well, that's because you are guilty of all the things you've been accusing everybody else of. Good God. And again, I do not believe the American people are stupid enough to fall for this nonsense that's being tossed at them. Is it funny? No. But you gotta laugh. You gotta laugh. I mean, the clips that I played earlier of Ocasio-Cortez, the children in cages, you got to be kidding me. Anybody see anybody in a cage? You know, a cage to me is a bird cage. Cage to me is a dog cage. Cage to me is a cat carrier, cat cage. That's a cage. You see anybody in those cages that are kids, adults or otherwise? No. No. All right, well, we're coming right back with the final segment of today's program. The Captain's America Third Watch. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. He's whining about it. We just...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And my buddy Kevin Jackson, you can hear him on many of these same stations you're listening to right now, different times of the day or night. KJRadio.com is his website. All right, well, final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, and they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right there across the railroad tracks, south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old nine-foot-tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. By the way, they can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. She'd be happy to take care of you there. And all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. If you give them a call at 941-922-2345, set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store and see what they have to offer. They've got a lot of stuff, and they can do a lot of things to help you dress out your home. Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road. at McIntosh in Sarasota. Tell them the captain sent you. I'd be glad you did. Now, terrible problem yesterday. Horrible circumstance. The millennials, the Generation Xers, some of the Generation Z folks, they just couldn't communicate. They couldn't take selfies. They couldn't take pictures. They couldn't put them up on Facebook. They just couldn't get along. They were just beside themselves because for 8 or 10 or 12 hours, depending on where you were at and what was going on. And by the way, during the night, there were still problems with Facebook. They weren't able to get all their little popular side shoots and stuff out there, you know, that they're doing and how they're doing and what they're doing. Now, here's what's amazing. And one of my good friends told me that her daughter doesn't use her phone as a phone, unless it's a call like the parents or maybe something pertaining to that. But these kids these days, with the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the WhatsApps and the Messenger thing, they use the Messenger as a telephone to make their calls. So they don't really know what the phone numbers are of the people they're talking to. They just go on Messenger and they go, well, there's John Jones or there's Razzy Raz or whatever the names are that they're using, and they call them that way. And that's how they call them, but they don't really know the number. Now, back in the day when men were men and women were proud of it, we knew the number. You had it memorized. You had your girlfriend, your best guy, your friends. You had all their phone numbers. I mean, you had it in your brain if you didn't have it somewhere else. And cell phones? Yeah, right, sure. Should have seen a cell phone I carried around. It was as big as a .45 caliber handgun in your hip. M1-1911, you know what I mean? But anyway. So, I guess Facebook is back pretty much the way it's supposed to be. But as I said, during the night, they were having some problems. But it was amazing just to watch and listen to what was going on. I'm on Facebook, but I'm also on Twitter. And I had people that were contacting me via Twitter because they wanted to know where my podcast was, which normally goes up on Facebook. But I put it up on Twitter, and believe it or not, I wound up gaining a whole bunch of listeners by doing that because people subscribe to the podcast off Twitter. It's hilarious. So sometimes it has its advantages. All right. Now, I got to tell you about a situation. Folks, I feel your pain here. We've got a powerful storm system that's continuing to produce significant impacts for large swaths of the U.S. Now, I'm going to get to the south first. We've got severe thunderstorms. We've got possible tornadoes in the mix in the same areas that have had the problems before. Here we go. Southeastern Texas, it's lowered down a little bit now, but from Lufkin to Alexandria, Louisiana, most of northern Louisiana is under some sort of severe thunderstorm and or tornado watch or warning. You got parts of Arkansas, again, southern Arkansas, southeastern and southwestern Arkansas, under tornado watches and warnings tonight. Please be careful in those areas, and I hope you've got your weather radio turned on so that if something does happen, you'll get the notice as soon as you can and get out of Dodge and either get in your shelters or head for one or the other. Now, Colorado, KNUS country out there, Colorado, Denver, yeah, you got snow. It's going to wind down, though. Thank God those 100-mile-an-hour winds are gone, huh? Boy, that must have been something yesterday. 100-mile-an-hour winds with snow. Right. Whew. Blizzard conditions. Now, all that has moved off now to the northeastern corner of Colorado and the western part halfway across Nebraska on I-80, I-76. You're going to drive into a winter wonderland, and you're not going to be able to see. That's the forecast for the day. Also, South Dakota, Rapid City, winter storm warning, blizzard warning up to the east, most of South Dakota. Eastern North Dakota, from Fargo to Minot, all points in between, you have got a blizzard warning. The western tip of Wisconsin, you've got a winter storm watch, the western part of Wisconsin, west of the Twin Cities. However, The Twin Cities looks like it's going to see rain right now, which is going to create a problem because, as George was telling me up there in Burns, Minnesota, you got a lot of ice jams and whatnot. And it's going to create flooding in areas that normally don't flood because of what's going on with the rivers and the streams. And be careful. There's also fog across southern Minnesota tonight. Wisconsin, you got fog the western part of the state. You got rain elsewhere in Wisconsin. Northern peninsula of the upper peninsula of Michigan, rain tonight. Rain across the upper half of Michigan tonight. You've got high winds in Ohio, in Indiana, in Illinois, in Kentucky. We got rain along the Illinois to Kentucky to Tennessee stretch. You've got some scattered rain in Tennessee, winds in Tennessee, winds in northern Alabama, winds in northern Louisiana, along with that line of severe storms that's coming your direction, and it is coming your direction, so be advised. And then rain out in the far northwest tonight, eastern part of Washington, eastern part of Oregon, northern part of Idaho, Coeur d'Alene's in the rain. Most of my Wyoming, or I'm sorry, most of Montana tonight's in the rain. Wyoming, you're getting out of the snow mix. It looks like the snow is starting to push its way into Nebraska and South Dakota, and you will be out of it probably in about 2 to 3 hours by the looks of it here. But you still do have the remnants of a winter storm warning in eastern Wyoming tonight. And upstate New York, high winds along the lake. Rain in upstate New York, east of and north of Watertown, all the way across to Messina, Ogdensburg, Lake Placid, and Vermont. Rain tonight there. And other than that, that's about it. But please, please, please be careful. In the middle of the night, it's dark. Always leave your weather radio on when you've got severe thunderstorms coming in your area. It could save your life because you don't know if a storm's going to get upon you until it actually happens. It could be a thunderstorm, and all of a sudden, psh, there goes the roof, and there goes the house, and there you go. So please be careful. And all you truckers out there, drive safe tonight. We want to be talking with you, not about you. Now, coming up next Saturday, I want to remind everybody, I'll be up in Crystal River, which is north Florida, right up there in Citrus County. And you folks up there in Georgia want to come on down and visit us from our affiliates there in Valdosta, Jasper, along the line over there in Alabama, Panhandle of Florida. Come on down. Love to see you. Going to be giving away some coupons, golf coupons to go golfing at the Plantation Inn and Resort they've got there, as well as the $500 coupons I got for discounts off vehicles. And I'll tell you what, it's the third anniversary, Moss Nissan at Moss Family Automotive Group. They're going to be just doing it to it like Sonny Pruitt. So there you go. All right, well, here comes the music. And that means I got to pack it up and get out of here. So you guys have a great day. And wherever you're at, if you're down here in Florida, spring breakers, enjoy the weather. It's going to be another great day down here in the 80s. And I'll see you all tonight on the radio. So be careful, be safe. And remember, it's all about we the people here in the Captain's America Third Watch. See you all tonight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.